All right. Joining me now is Annie Cyrus. Annie, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Brennan.
Annie, you are getting over the crud. I had it last week for 10 days or 2 weeks. You're finally getting over it. I hope you will. I put up on our website today, and I called you right away about it because it's right in your wheelhouse. And that is, here it is, at worldviewreport.com. Exclusive. Hit squad of foiled terror attack in Georgia identified. And boom, up pops these people's pictures. Tell our audience why we're concerned about this article. I mean, this is not Georgia, the state of Georgia, folks.
Yeah, it's a country, Georgia. I would say concern or more, my personal concern is me and you and Robert Spencer and Daniel Greenfield and Osama Dakdok and many other people, Bridget Gabriel, Pamela, we've been telling our fellow Americans about all of these hit squads, including Quds Forces, Hezbollah, IRGC, and they've been actively making threats, actively making plans, actively trying to kill or kidnap people. And my concern is, seems like my fellow Americans are still kind of sort of in that whole, no, it's not going to happen. This is America. It's never going to happen in America. But it's happening everywhere. So this specific article is finally, they have identified six members of the Unit 400 of Quds Forces, which is a child of IRGC. They have identified these six members, active members, who have been involved with other terrorist activities, but apparently now they were planning to kill a business owner in Israel, who also has some sort of government connections or affiliation. With backgrounds, the six members who are identified with their names, age, where they're from, and that's the interesting part, that they're all residents of Iran, just like the members who were identified from the same unit, Unit 400 of Quds Forces, who plotted to kidnap Masih Alinejad that we reported both times. Remember, there were twice. The first time, they got closer. Second time, they got a little not so close to doing it. So you put that together, we have Quds Forces or IRGC, Unit 400 or 29 or 116, any of them, actively across the globe, killing, kidnapping, or killing and killing some more, or planning to kill either Iranian dissidents or those who are speaking out against the regime, Islam, or what's happening in Iran. So that's basically the summary of this report.
So this group, we warned about it in early 2022, right?
Correct. The first kidnapping plot of Masih Alinejad, I think it was somewhere around April of 2022, where I didn't have my program here yet. So I joined you on your show, Brown House Live. We talked about it. We gave the four names of the members of Unit 400 who were indicted in America, but they couldn't get them because they're back in Iran. The only person they got was the woman in LA who did the money laundering, or she basically did the transfer of money between them and the members here who were carrying out the plot. We started warning about this unit back in April of last year, 2022.
So the point we're making tonight is this is further proof that this is a assassination team out of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard that are going after dissident Iranians, and then after they've succeeded there, they're going to start going after journalists in the UK and America that don't shut up about the IRGC, correct?
Well, the current order as of today, the most current order, all of the capture and bring back as far as Iranian dissidents has turned into just kill. They don't even want us back. And I'm guessing the reason is they're holding on to a threat in Iran. So they know soon they won't have a trial and a supreme Sharia court to judge us in. So they're just putting an order of kill. Everybody's on a kill order now, as far as Iranian, whatever comes next, Iranian American, Iranian French, Iranian British, whatever is next. It's all on kill list now.
If they're criticizing publicly the regime.
If they're criticizing the regime, if they are translating documentations from their language to English,
like,
or any
other.
Like
you do for us.
Exactly. If they are reporting on the uprising revolution, the real number of those who have been killed, the names of those who have disappeared, any kind of coverage or research or activism that goes against the mullahs, the supreme leader, Islam, Shia Islam, and Iranian IRGC, and their smaller groups of terrorists. Any of that at this point has gone into a kill list. Whenever that's taken care of, then non-Iranians who did the same thing, that list will be activated.
And again, the point we're making is you and I were warning in 2022, at the end of 2022, to be very concerned in 2023 about increased terrorist attacks, which we've been warning about political assassinations as well. And this is proof of that warning.
Exactly. That's exactly proof of that warning. And I need to add this. This isn't something that has started yesterday or last year. Islamic Republic of Iran's IRGC has been involved with assassination of either Iranian dissidents or non-Persians who have been involved excessively, either criticizing Islam or the regime of Iran. They have carried out assassinations successfully all the way from 41 years ago, starting with the first kill, which to this day is still a cold case that was never solved in Germany, when one of the most popular pop culture stand-up comedian and a showman was killed in his own apartment in Germany, chopped into pieces across his apartment, and to this day is still a cold case never solved, even though IRGC publicly claimed credit and said we did it because of the order issued by Khomeini, got all the way to Salman Rushdie and many others in between. So this isn't something they just started doing. They've been doing it. They've been successful. 9 out of 10 attempts have been successful to kill or carry out the attack. So now they are just boldened because, well, we're dealing with Biden regime. I mean, who's going to stop them? During Trump administration, if they tried, they knew there's consequences. Not that it stopped them, but it did slow them down. Right. Now they're going to be more active because there are no consequences. And on the other hand, there are rewards because we're still negotiating with them.
All right, let's go to the Islamization of America. Look at this headline, Fox News from January 11th. Michigan's Muslim majority city council, Muslim majority city council, let's say Islamic majority city council. I have no issue with Muslims. It's Islam, right, Annie? Islam's major city council, majority city council, approves animal sacrifice for religious purposes. Now, why is this an issue? Because if the Jews wanted to do it, we wouldn't really have an issue with that. I mean, they want to do that up on the Temple Mount right now in Israel. But the Muslims won't let them. So isn't that ironic? The Muslims want to come over here to America and sacrifice their animals, but they're throwing a complete fit because the Jews want to hold sacrifice on Passover up on the Temple Mount. Is this part of the Islamization of America, or should we say, that's fine, let them do it?
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. My entire program today covered this very specific topic. We were the first one. I came to your show when the election was over and we announced that Hamtramck, Michigan, I can never pronounce the name of the town. Anyways, that town is officially not majority, absolutely 100% Muslim Sharia.
We showed it on the website. Yep.
Yes, we did cover this. And back then we warned everyone that if you're in that area, watch as Sharia will become the law of the land. And officially it is. Why is that a problem? Why are they so ironically against other people doing their quote unquote religion belief? Because remember, Muslims believe in global caliphate. No one has the right to further their life unless they're Muslims, because any other person, anyone who's not a Muslim, a step towards success, growth, or happiness equals they have to work harder for their day of peace. Day of peace will not arrive until Muslims fight the Jews and the Jews hide behind a stone and the stone says, oh, Muslim, there's a Jew behind me, come and kill it. That is Sahih al-Bukhari, a story told by Muhammad himself. But why is that a problem here in America? Because first of all, we have laws. I have watched the halal process of meat. As a kid, at any event, good or bad, funeral or wedding or birthday, they would just put a poor sheep on the ground and slit its throat, and you had to watch it as it bled to death. That is the process. Not just for the animal, for human. You got to watch what's happening. This is about to happen, absolutely no problem, within the city limits of Hamtramck, Michigan. It's happening. Either you're a Muslim or not, you're going to have to watch that. And you think it's going to stop in that city? No. It's going to spread until it's across Michigan, then it's going to go to Minnesota, then it's going to go to California. Before you know it, it's absolutely normal for you and your kid to step out of your house and watch your neighbor slaughtering an animal in front of their house. There's nothing you can do about it.
Let's go to
I think
this,
that should be a problem.
Look at this article here. Let's see. Temporary mob. This one. Man wearing Jesus Saves shirt kicked out of Mall of America for offending people. We showed this on my news report tonight.
Yes.
This black gentleman was wearing the Jesus Saves shirt. They wanted him to leave because of his shirt. And the video, really, you know, people were being offended. And apparently, it was reported there at the Mall of America, there were some Islamists that were offended. So again, this goes with the Islamization of America, does it not?
Well, of course it does. And it also shows double standards. And by the way, I would like to send in a request, because Mall of America in Minnesota should start being called Mall of Islam.
Hmm.
In Mall of America, they have taken down Christmas trees. In Mall of America, they arrested Pastor Parsa, an Iranian pastor Christian, for simply preaching in the mall, arrested, put in handcuffs, taken into detention, and then released in on bail by condition of leaving the state. That's Pastor Parsa. And now this. It should be just Mall of Islam in Minnesota. But imagine if this black man was a Muslim wearing Allahu Akbar and somebody kicked him out of the mall. Ooh. Oh boy, oh boy. Like, the entire CARE Corporation would be in front of every camera screaming Islamophobia, right? But we don't have equal rights in America when it comes to Christian people. Like, we're second-class citizens. I have explained DIMIs in Michigan, in Minnesota. Right now, if you're not a Muslim, you're a DIMI, meaning you're a second-class citizen. If you're a Christian or a Jew, that's even worse.
Yeah,
it will shame you.
The Islamization of America, the Mall of Islam is what she says it should be called. I was living up there in Minnesota when they opened that mall, when they built that mall, and it used to be fun to go to. But last time I went in 2017, I felt like I was in Somalia or somewhere, so I'm not interested in going back. LiveUpToFreedom.com, her show every day at frankspeech.com, and we carry the full hour at WVWTV.com, right, Annie?
Correct, yes.
All right, check it out there, folks. Thank you, Annie. Her website, LiveUpToFreedom.com, and then your art studio is LUTFStudio.com, LUTFStudio.com. What do you got tonight? Oh,
a brand new clock.
A brand
Don't
new...
miss it. It's going to sell quickly.
Everything we mention here sells out within a few minutes. So there's the ones available tonight at LUTFstudio.com. LUTFstudio.com. Thank you, Annie.
Use promo code WVW66.
Oh, yeah. Use that. She'll make a donation to our foundation, WVW66. Also, don't forget about my foundation if you want to support what we're doing as we push out free programming. Again, my bandwidth bill is thousands of dollars a month for you to watch all the free shows that I put over there on my website at WVWTV.com. And all the things that we do, if you appreciate it, we appreciate your support. WVW Foundation. Dot com. Thanks for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. Take care.